tell us that whatever topic in Divrei Torah one speaks about, one is held to the standard of being not a Dovish, not a Mekayim. At times, too often, unfortunately, I find that a very daunting standard to uphold. The topic, tonight's topic, about what the attitude of some living in Kutzlar should be to Eretz Yisrael, I speak about by way of Cheshbon HaNefesh, by way of a giant mutual exploration, not by way of being Dorish. Let's begin perhaps by reviewing some relevant halachas and hashkafas which should shape our attitude towards Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Tainus famously comments on the phrase Vayivko Amba Laila Ahu, after the Meraglim return and they file their report about Eretz Yisrael. And then they circulate amongst B'nai Yisrael and undermine their confidence in going to Eretz Yisrael, that Vayivku on Balailahu. The people cried, the nation cried that night. And the Gemara in Tainus famously comments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction to that is that Atem Bechisem Bechiyah Shalchimah, Ali Ekba Lechem Bechiyah L'Doros. You cry gratuitously. There was no reason for you to be crying, but I'll give you in the future, for generations and generations, I'll give you ample reason to cry, because the night on which the people cried in the aftermath of the Meraglim was the night of Tisha B'Av, of course. The Omek HaPshat in what Chazal are telling us is not simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, you've singled out this night, so I will take my cue from you, and when I'll have occasion, Rachman Litzlan, to punish you, it will happen on this night, on this day. The pshat in the Chazal runs much deeper. Soloveitchik used to say that the Chet HaMeraglim derailed the course of Jewish history or of world history. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was not initially included in the Gezeira of the Torah HaMikvah, but nevertheless, ultimately the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't enter Eretz Yisrael is also linked to the Chet HaMeraglim and the fate of that generation. As the Pasuk says, I think it's this week's Kriyas HaTorah. Vayis'abe Hashem bi lema'amchem. No, Hashem's last time, I'm sorry. Vayis'abe Hashem bi lema'amchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at me on your account. So Moshe Rabbeinu, ultimately, had he not stumbled at all, he would have been saved. But when Moshe Rabbeinu did stumble, so then it was that he had to share the fate of that generation. Had Moshe Rabbeinu entered Eretz Yisrael, the Rav says, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, and that Beis HaMikdash would have stood forever and ever. The Beis HaMikdash built by Moshe Rabbeinu never would have been Charev. If not for the Chet HaMeraglim, so the Geula HaAsida, the ultimate and final Geula, would have been realized with the initial entry of Klal Yisrael under the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu to Eretz Yisrael. That's the pshat, that Atem Bechisem, Atem Bechisem, Bechiyah Shalchinam, and Ekba Lachem Bechiyah L'Doros. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you may not realize it, but you've set into motion a chain of events that's going to result in a Bechiyah L'Doros. The Chet HaMeraglim, in terms of long-term cause, is the cause of Churban. A Beis HaMikdash built by Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been Churban. The Chet HaMeraglim is the long-term cause for Churban. So what was the Chet HaMeraglim? So immediately when that question is asked, so our immediate association is with the Mishnah Aruchim. The Mishnah Aruchim tells us that lo nishatim gzardinam shel avosenu ela al lashon hara. That the gzardin, the fate of the Dor HaMidbar, was sealed on account of lashon hara. But that Mishnah Aruchim needs to be understood in a nuanced way, in light of what David HaMelech tells us in Sefer Tehillim. In Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuvav, one of those kapitlach which sort of reviews the course of Jewish history, so referring to the Chet HaMeraglim, so David HaMelech says, Vayim asu be'eretz chemda, lo he'eminu l'dvaro. Vayim asu be'eretz chemda, they spurned, they rejected Eretz Yisrael, which is such a desirable, coveted land, and they didn't place trust in the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim explains HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told them Tova HaOretz, and they came back and they said Eretz Ochelis Yoshveha. The Meraglim said it. And the people accepted it. Kli Yonker has a kasha. He says, but according to Chazal, the Eretz Ochelis Yoshveha was really a factually correct account. Wherever the Meraglim went, they saw funerals being held. Okay, so the Meraglim didn't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's motivation in why all of a sudden there was a sudden spike in deaths. But that lack of sensitivity, was that such a devastating and chet? So the chorah, the pshat is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us something, so it remains eternally true, eternally valid. And what that means is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz HaTovah, it means that no matter what conditions or circumstances may prevail in Eretz Yisrael, that can't affect, and it doesn't affect, the reality that Eretz Yisrael is and always remains an Eretz HaTovah. So even if the Meraglim didn't have the sensitivity to understand that this was a spike in the death rate, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had orchestrated this litovason, but they couldn't and shouldn't have allowed that to affect their assessment of Eretz Yisrael. No matter what else may be happening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz HaTovah. And Vayim Asu Ba'Eretz Chemda means the refusal to see Eretz Yisrael in that light, in that ultimate and absolutely true light of being the Eretz HaTovah which it is. So the Lashon Hara, when the Mishnah Aruchim tells us that Nishatem Gzardinim Shel Avoseinu because of Lashon Hara, it means that Lashon Hara would defame the Eretz Yisrael. A Lashon Hara which was Moes Be'Eretz Chemra, a Lashon Hara which refused to recognize and to highlight the absolute and eternal reality of Eretz Yisrael as an Eretz Tova, as an Eretz Chemda. In a more positive vein, the Rambam, quoting well-known passages in the Gemara Mesubis, writes in Hilchos Melachim, Gedolei Chachonim hoyu menashkim al tchumei Eretz Yisrael. The greatest of the Chachonim, when they would be entering Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, when they would reach the border of Eretz Yisrael, when they would first cross over into Eretz Yisrael, so they would bend down and they would kiss the border. Umenashkin avaneha, that they would kiss its stones. Umizgalgalin al afara, and they would roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. Chibas ha'aretz, the chibas ha'aretz that the Amoraim demonstrated a tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael. Chazal comment about Benos Tzlochad, Rashi quotes it in Parshas Bamidbar, that Hoyu Mechabev Osas Ha'aretz. And the Emes says, when you look at the Rashi in its entirety, so this is the antithesis of the Chet HaMeraglim. Rashi writes, Abal Al Hanoshim Lo Nigzera Gzeres HaMeraglim, but the Gzeres HaMeraglim, that the generation of the Midbar would not enter Eretz Yisrael, that decree was not extended to the women, the Fishahein Hoyu Mechaviv Osas Ha'aretz, because they cherished Eretz Yisrael. They loved Eretz Yisrael. They valued Eretz Yisrael. And then Rashi goes on to juxtapose the Benos Tzlofchad's approach to Moshe Rabbeinu, asking to Tzmalanu Achuza, Tzmalanu Nachla, B'soch HaChayavinu. What is it that fuels Chivas Ha'aretz? Where does it come from? What's the source of that Chivas Ha'aretz? So the truth is that often it's something visceral, something that the Jewish neshama feels and senses instinctively. What we're going to try to do for a moment or two is to perhaps analyze what it is that we viscerally react to if we're zocha to have that feeling, that sense of chibas ha'aretz. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that the Kiddush Ha'aretz, when Eretz Yisrael was sanctified by Kiddush Yehoshua, so that Kiddush, that sanctification, that Kiddush Ha'aretz was terminated with Golas Babel. And at that point, during the 70 years of Golas Babel, so there was no Chi of Chumas and Maestros, all the mitzvahs, Atzilios, Ba'aretz, which depended upon Kiddush Ha'aretz, were all rendered inoperative, because Kedushas Ha'aretz, which had been created by Yehoshua's conquest, by Kibosh Yehoshua, was Nizbatla. Kedusha Rishana was Lashaita V'lo L'Asad Lava. When Ezra came back, so then that Kibosh, the Rambam says, Kedusha Shniya is Lashaita V'lo L'Asad Lava, that Eretz Yisrael, at least within the smaller borders, the more modest borders that in the days of Ezra they settled, it didn't encompass everything that Yehoshua had conquered. So Eretz Yisrael was re-sanctified. It was once again endowed with Kedusha. And that Kedusha remains La'asid. Kedusha Shni is Kitcha L'Shaita La'asid Lavo. And because of that, maybe there were some other conditions which may or may not be missing, but at least in terms of the basic foundation of Kedushas Ha'aretz, there's a foundation, Midaraisa, for all the mitzvahs, Hatzliyos, Ba'aretz, Bizman Hazeh. The question is, why Ezra's Kedusha is more enduring than that of Yehoshua? So Rav Soloveitchik suggests, I think this is in a footnote in his essay in Rikashta Nisham, that this should be correlated with something else that Rambam says there at the end of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Rambam says that the Beis HaMikdash, Har HaBayis, its Kedusha dates back continuously, consecutively, to David Ushlomo. That the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Churban Bayis Rishon, did not displace the Kedusha, and Kedusha's Mikdash remained L'shaita V'lo Asid, remained for all future generations based on the Kedusha that with which it was endowed Ayidei Shlomo HaMelech and Churban, and even during the years of Churban, and even now post-Churban Bayis Sheni, the Mokom HaMikdash, all of Har HaBayis retains its Kedusha going back to the Kiddush of David Shlomo. Says the Rambam, V'loma ani omer b'mikdash u'b'yushalayim kitsha l'shaita v'lo asid lava. So says that the Rambam, v'fi shekedushas ha-mikdash v'yushalayim b'nei ha-shchina u'shchina ena b'teila. The way the Kedusha set in was by inducing a hashras ha-shchina. And once there's a Hashras HaShchina which expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bechira, so then that Hashras HaShchina remains eternally. So the Rambam says that explicitly about Mikdash and Yerushalayim, and the Rav adds that he understands that that's what the Rambam understood to have happened in Ezra as well. That the Kiddush Bimei Ezra as well was also this inducing of the Shechina into Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz HaNeferes, and again, once the Shechina resides somewhere, once the Shechina is associated with a place because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen this place, so then the Shechina remains. As the Pasuk in Tillim says about the Mikdash, Po Eshev. Eshev means to remain, right? To be fixed. The person is sitting, he's established, he's fixed. Po Eshev, Ki Ibi Siha. David HaMelech says, quoting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have desired this place, I've chosen this place, I will remain here. I'm not budging from here. Eretz Yisrael is the land of the Shechina, whatever that means, whatever understanding in the Rishonim, but it means there's some special connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eretz Yisrael that doesn't exist outside of Eretz Yisrael. Thus, Avas Eretz Yisrael, we ask, what is it that fuels Chibas HaOretz? What is it that perhaps just viscerally, even due to some subconscious sense, what is it that a Jew is reacting to an Eretz Yisrael is the fact that Kirvas Elokim Yechpotzen. A Jew longs for Kirvas Elokim. A Jew longs to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Eretz Yisrael is the place of the Shechina. If we're not preempted in Yitzhak Hashem from saying Kinos on Sunday, so Rabbi Yehuda Halevi writes very famously in the Kina of Tzion, Evcha lenafshi lehishtapech b'mokom asheruach elokim shvucha al b'chiroyach. I would opt for my soul to pour itself out in tefillah in the place where the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shared with his chosen ones, his Nevi'im. Me Yitzhakim Meshotet, who would allow me to wander around B'mkomas Asher Niglu Elokim L'chozayach V'tzirayach. Eretz Yisrael is the Mokom HaShechina, and it's certainly a major, major force in fueling Chibas HaOretz. Another element another contributing factor and force to Chilas Haaretz. The Rambam writes, again, very famously at the end of Hilchos Lulav, that Hasimcha sheyismach ha'odlam ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos uba'avas hakel shetzivu bahem avod gedolahi. Mitzvahs are not supposed to be viewed as a burden. Mitzvahs are not supposed to be viewed as something to be discharged, as obligations to be satisfied, but it's something which is an incredible zchus, an incredible bracha, and therefore it generates tremendous simcha. The ability to fulfill mitzvahs and to be oved Hashem is something that should generate simcha. And that feeling of simcha is part of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which we're commanded to have. Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles that Oev Kesef lo yisvai Kesef, a person who loves silver or who loves money can never be sated. He can never have as much silver or money as he desires. Rashi quotes from Chazal, and Ohev mitzvos lo yisba mehem. And that's a marshal for the fact that a person who loves mitzvos can never be sated. He can never have had enough mitzvos. And it's in that vein that the Gemara in Sota tells us, Darish Rab Simloi, Mipnei Manis Ava Moshe Rabbeinu Likonis Leretz Yisrael. B'chilecho mi'piryu hutzarech olisboa mi'tuva. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want so desperately, Chazal say, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened as many tefillos as is the gematria of the word v'asana? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so desperately to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he wanted to eat the pomegranates, he wanted to eat the dates. Elakach Omer Moshe, Harvey Mitzvos Netztavu Yisrael Ve'en Miskaimen Elab Eretz Yisrael. There's so many mitzvahs of the Tariq mitzvahs which a person can only fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. Ekones Ani La'aretz Kidei She'yiskaimu Kulon Avradi. Let me enter Eretz Yisrael so that I too can fulfill these mitzvahs. The Rav tells the story in the Chumash Rashas that it was Reb Chaim's intention as he got older. This was his dream and his intention, one which it was not barshet to be fulfilled or realized, but it was his dream to hand over the Rabbonus to his sons and to go to Eretz Yisrael and be a farmer. And fulfill the mitzvahs atzliyos ba'aretz. One of the questions that we're all asked by us above them and need to prepare to answer Hashem affirmatively is the question of Tzibisa Yeshua. That a person long for the redemption. At the center of the chazon of Achus Hayomim, of the vision of the end of days, is Kibbutz Goliath, is all Jews being restored to Eretz Yisrael. V'hebi'acha Hashem al-kecha lo'aretz asher yosha v'sacha v'irishcha v'hitivcha v'hirvucha me'a v'sacha v'sham al-kem v'shav Hashem al-kecha v'shivusha v'richa mecha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'adam asher v'shivusha Hashem al-kecha shama. It's accentuated within the vision of what will be, of what will materialize the Achus Hayamim with the final Geula is that Jews will be gathered in from the four corners of the earth to the Eretz Yisrael. It's obviously difficult, nigh impossible. Perhaps one can drop the disclaimers and the caveats. Perhaps impossible to reconcile a lack of interest, concern, or yearning to be in Eretz Yisrael with Tzipis of Yeshua. Because what Tzipis of Yeshua means is that that ultimately we everyone finds their place here. That's what the vision of the Yeshua is. For a person to be mitzapeh the Yeshua, but to be currently disinterested in Eretz Yisrael seems to be too much of attention to be reconciled. One or two other relevant halachas hashkafas, and then that's by way of review, maybe try to concretize a little bit what our attitude is supposed to be. When the Torah presents the mitzvah of benching in Parshas Eker, the Torah says, "V'chalta v'savata, v'v'rachtos Hashem l'kecha l'aretz ha'tov v'ashenosam l'ch." So it doesn't even seemingly explicitly tell us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food. V'chalta v'savata, you'll eat and you'll be satisfied. So, uveirachdas Hashem alkecha al ha'ochel ha'to'im asher nasan lecha al ha'shwama v'al ha'falafel v'al ha'pizza v'chayotzei v'eilu. That's not what the pasuk says. So first of all, explicitly, okay, Chazal Darshan, the Darshan of Al-Peh tells us where the Torah is hinting to the various brachos of Berkas and Mazon, but explicitly in the Torah Shel Chsav, you eat and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. So A, why aren't we thanking him for the food? And B, how does Eretz Yisrael come into the picture? I'm sitting in New York, I'm eating my pastrami sandwich, my pastrami and pickles sandwich. what does Eretz Yisrael come into the picture? So later in Parshas Ekev, the Torah says, Eretz, speaking about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Dorei Shosa, Meireshes Hashana Ba'achra Ba'achra's Shana. Rashi and the Ramban talk about a common quote and talk about a common from the Sifri that Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doresh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out for the welfare of Eretz Yisrael, and it's only on the coattails of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doresh Sh'or Kol HaRatzos. The rest of the world, the rest of the universe, the rest of the cosmos, all that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doresh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for the welfare of all that on the coattails, because the rest of the world is, the globe is sort of the broader setting and the broader context of Eretz Yisrael. The cosmos is the broader setting and the broader context of Eretz Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Drisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as it were, really looking out for the welfare of Eretz Yisrael. What that sheds light on our questions by Birkas HaMazon, the bounty and bracha throughout the world has its source in Eretz Yisrael. Because the drisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for the welfare of Eretz Yisrael, and it's on the coattails of Eretz Yisrael that the rest of the world gets its overflow bracha. So that's why, yeah, sitting in New York, eating a pastrami sandwich, v'chaltav savad, do you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that food? So you know where the yanika comes from, you know where that food ultimately is draws its nutrition from, where it's being nurtured from. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. And maybe just one final marimokon before we again try to review a little bit and further concretize. In the Haggadah, when we quote the drushes of the Sifri on the parsha of Arami Ovi Rovi, so there are two seemingly strange drushes. First of all, we say on Vayevid Mitzrayma that Yaakov Avinu was on the Salpi Avivu. Arami Ovid Avi Vayevid Mitzrayma Vayoga Shon Bumsein Ma'ad Vayishon Lugoy Godol Otzim Barom. So the Sifri Darshan Vayevid Mitzrayma on the Salpi Avivu. Yaakov Avinu was coerced based on Hashem's word. What do you mean coerced? Obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu to do something, he did it. The Leib Shalem, u'benefesh chafetz. So he did it happily. He did it willingly. So what do you mean on the Salpi Avivu? That's one question. Vayevid Mitzrayim v'yogosh sham. So Chazal comment, Melamed lo yarg Yaakov Avinu l'hishtakeh b'Mitzrayim ala lo goshom. Right, Vayogor is derived from the word ger, which means to be a stranger. So Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim intending to be a stranger, not the hishtakeah, lashon shkia, not to settle, not to settle and become one of the people there, but to be a stranger. But Chazal tell us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to Yaakov Avinu that Anochi Eved Imcha Mitzrayim and Anochi Alcha Gam Olo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, don't worry, you are going to die in Mitzrayim, but you'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu, when he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he knows that he's leaving for good. He knows that he's moving to Mitzrayim and that he's not returning to Eretz Yisrael alive. So what do you mean that he can go to settle in Mitzrayim? If someone is a Ben Eretz Yisrael and he's going to Chutz La'aretz for a year, so it's Daita Lachzor. So Yitaka has in mind to come back. He anticipates the Be'ezus Hashem. He'll be alive and well and he'll come back. But Yaakov Avinu knows, Anochi Eved Imcha Mitzrayim, Anochi Alcha Gam Olo. He knows that he's not coming back. So what do you mean that he didn't go to settle in Mitzrayim? But he only went Logoshon. He only went to be a stranger. So the answer is that there's in life, often there is supposed to be a difference between the axiological and the practical, between one's values and what is the practical situation at hand. Yaakov Avinu knows that Lamaisa, in practice, he's not going to have the schus to come back to Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, in terms of his values, Eretz Yisrael remains his home. Yaakov Avinu goes to Chutz La'aretz with the attitude that he's going to be a displaced person for the rest of his life. So even though practically Taka is not going to come back, but it's still true that he went down Logoshon. He didn't go the Heshtakeh. He went Logoshon with the attitude that Eretz Yisrael remains my home, and that I'm going to be away from my home for the balance of my life. What does it mean, tachlis? What attitude is dictated? What attitude is shaped for someone who is living in Chutz La'aretz in terms of his attitude towards Eretz Yisrael, So again, the assumption is that either, as is the case with this tzibur, that the person is at a stage of life where, for all practical purposes, effectively, it's not yet his decision where he lives, and because of that, he very legitimately and very justifiably is in Chutz La'aretz, even at later stages in life, so there can be legitimate and compelling reasons to be in Chutz La'aretz. So assuming either of those two situations, so what's the attitude of the Ben Chutz La'aretz? It's supposed to be the Eretz Yisrael. So first and foremost, to have a sense, like Yaakov Avinu, that we're not at home. To try to live with that awareness that it may be the fact that right now I carry an American passport, and it may even be the fact that I have no imminent plans for that to change. But in terms of values, axiologically, spiritually, that a Jew has to know if he's living outside of Eretz Yisrael, that he's being Gorosham, he's not being Mishtakeyashem. He's living there transiently, no matter how long that transient period may last. He's living there transiently to try to live with that awareness. In a way to try to help sustain that awareness. So, if possible, obviously there are many considerations which go into choosing what community a person lives in. And again, until a certain stage of life, it's not one's own decision. It's not yet one's own decision. At the point when it becomes one's own decision, so there are some communities which have a constant steady stream of aliyah. I think we're all familiar with that there are some, much to their credit. And clearly, living in such a community helps a person maintain and develop that awareness that even kol zman, that he's in the Chutz La'aretz, hopefully for the right reason or right reasons, but to have that awareness that that the person is not at home. So someone once told me that he lives in a very, very strong Jewish community in Chutz La'aretz. That he once met Rav Soloveitchik, a nice of over 40 years ago. That he once met Rav Soloveitchik in the airport. And so he went over to give shalom, and suddenly the Rav knew who he was. So he asked him, well, tell me, where do you live? So he told me. So he said, he told him, I live in such and such place, in Mokom Ploni. So Rav says, ah, a wonderful community. He says, the only problem is, they forget they're in Golis. So that's yisod number one in terms of the attitude that we're supposed to try to cultivate and maintain. Closely related to that is that we shouldn't be in Chutz La'aretz out of emotion. It shouldn't just be that, again, we were born there and we were raised there, and that just sort of by inertia, by default, we remain there. There has to be a regular, ongoing cheshbon ha'nefesh, whether or not it's still warranted. Again, the answer may be yes, but there has to be a regular, ongoing cheshbon ha'nefesh of am I still supposed to be away from home, or am I supposed to be returning to home? When we think about Eretz Yisrael, we have to value Eretz Yisrael, we have to cherish Eretz Yisrael, we have to be amongst Mechaber Ha'aretz and try to contribute to a tikkun of the chet of the Meraglim of Vayim Asu Be'eretz Chemda. when we make that cheshbon hanefesh as to whether our place is still in Chutz La'aretz or whether it's now in Eretz Yisrael, so nothing should be allowed to eclipse the reality of Eretz Yisrael being in Eretz Tova. Whatever sort of logistical difficulties, real though they may be and formidable though they may be, shouldn't be allowed to impact the decision and shouldn't allow us to lose sight of that it's an Eretz Tova, an Eretz Chemdo. It's appropriate to have special kavana in Birkas HaMazon, Noda Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, for the Eretz Chemdo Tova Uchova. It's certainly appropriate to have special kavana in the third Rachem, Yisrael Amecha, Yishalayim Yirecha. And finally, two last elements. As a Ben Chutz La'aretz, I feel a tremendous debt of Hakaras HaTov to B'nai Eretz Yisrael B'chal, because if B'nai Eretz Yisrael weren't here, it wouldn't be so accessible for us to come to visit. And specifically, and I don't intend, this is a totally apolitical statement. When I see a chayal, I feel personally indebted to chayalim who not only give up their time, but put their lives on the line that we should be able to get on a El Al plane in New York or New Jersey and 10, 12 hours later be able to arrive safely in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever else happens, a person has to have Hakaras HaTov for whatever good is done. I see a chayal, I feel a personally indebted to him. And kimaduma, that's also a very, very important element of the attitude of the Ben Chutz La'aretz there in Yisrael. It goes without saying that that's also true for the Lom Dei Torah in Eretz Yisrael, that the schus upon the Torah protects Eretz Yisrael, that we have that we're indebted to them. And finally, and with this we'll conclude, you can't really separate out the connection to Eretz Yisrael, which we should have, which we should look to develop, in particular, from our connection to Ruchnius and Avodas Hashem in general. This is an instance, an application of an appreciation for, a devotion to, a commitment to Avodas Hashem, and Ruchnius more broadly will translate specifically into a Chivas Ha'aretz, into feeling a connection with Eretz Yisrael.